And Emporia State University, changing lives for the common good.
Decision time for Northern Heights as we start the fourth quarter. Fourth and one at the Olpe 48-yard line, trailing 32-6, and the Wildcats are lining up to go for it. I formation with the slot right. Reed Elf's under center. Waters in motion into the backfield. And Reed Elf's trying to get him off sides. Now he's going to quarterback sneak it straight ahead. He'll have two, it looks like, and a first down. He was needed the 47. Looks like he's inside the 47 near the 46. Two-yard pickup for Reed Elf's and a first down for the Northern Heights Wildcats. So they extend the drive as we are into the fourth quarter. Olpe leading the Wildcats 32-6. Three rushing touchdowns from freshman Kendon Robert, a rushing touchdown from Blaine Henricks. And the wind has kind of changed the game plan a little bit on extra points to some degree. Combs wide left, receiver to the right. Riedel's high snap brings it down. Tried the shovel pass, and it's going to be knocked down incomplete. The official started to throw the flag and then realized that it was a shovel pass and he did have a receiver in the area, so he pulled it back. It's just going to be incomplete. And got batted down on the shovel pass attempt. We'll bring up second and 10. Wildcats at the OP 46 and a half, almost 47-yard line. Splitting wide right is Burgess. Combs to the left. Shotgun formation for Rito. Slot left with DeWeese to his left. And a little pocket. Now it closes up in a hurry. And now we're going to have a sack in on the tackle. Getting the sack for Olpe is going to be Jacob Hines. And this will be a big loss of 9 yards. 9 yards as Hines with the sack. This is Olpe's second sack of the game. Sam Pimple got him earlier. But it's third and nearly 20 at the Northern Heights 45-yard line now. They need to get to the Olpe 36 for a first down. 32-6. Eagles with the lead. Wildcats, if they're going to go for it on fourth, I think that they need to pick up at least half of this here. And now we have some confusion, and we're going to have a timeout by Northern Heights. Wildcats take their first timeout of the second half. 10:38 to go in the fourth quarter, 32-6. Olpe with the lead. Good opportunity to thank our friends at the Clem Poyer Autoplex for providing our transportation. Certified pre-owned Chrysler 200. Very slick ride into Allen tonight. See them for certified pre-owned vehicles. As well as brand-new Toyota, Dodge, Jeep, and Chrysler. West Highway 15 Industrial Road in Emporia under the big American flag. Online, ClemPoyerAuto.com. 32-6, Olpe here with the lead by 26 on Northern Heights. Early fourth quarter, a third and 19 here for the Wildcats at their own 45-yard line. They need to get to the Olpe 36. And timeout here by Greg French. This is kind of a big play for them. Big play for them here, as they need to get at least half of the yardage back. See if they got the confusion settled here. Here the Northern Heights band rocking kind of right below us in the press box here. So from the shotgun, Reed Elfs fakes it to Waters, runs right, and runs into his own blocker at midfield. Had a little bit of a lane there. And he's going to be brought down after just a gain of 5 when it looked like he might have been able to pick up half of that yardage needed. And we'll see what the decision is here. And DeWeese kind of stepping back like this is going to be a punt for the Wildcats on 4th and nearly 14. Good snap, kick is away, and the wind's pushing it to the sideline. It's going to go out of bounds near the 25. This might be up near the 30 when they walk it off. They're going to walk it from the 21, and they'll go to the 27. So a punt by Northern Heights. Olpe will take over at their own 27-yard line with 9:58 to go in the fourth quarter. 3-plus minutes taken off the clock on that drive by the Wildcats there, and they failed to score. So under center, Colby Holting here on first and 10 from the Olpe 27-yard line. And before the play, we're going to have a flag. Someone line up in the neutral zone or line up offsides. Signal here is, yeah, and lined up in the neutral zone. So Northern Heights giving 5 yards to Olpe here before the play even happens. So it's going to be first and 5. Hey, I want to mention Northern Heights band. They were marching band was out at halftime, and a couple weeks ago at the Emporia State University competition, I believe they got a 1. So hats off to them. That's good stuff. And you can hear them in the background crowd mic. Here's Kenan Robert up the middle, and he fights his way to the 35. He'll be brought down there. So a short run, 3, maybe 4 yards for Kenan Robert on what was a first and 5. It's going to bring up second and 1. The one thing missing, though, from the Northern Heights marching band, no cowbell. I can't even say more cowbell because they don't have a cowbell. But every band should have at least one cowbell, because then I could say I need more cowbell. Second and 1 for the Eagles from their own 36-yard line. I formation set, receiver to either side. Little confusion in the backfield. They give it to Deeker, and he's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Back inside the 35 at the 33, a loss of 3 on the play. And now a third down play coming up for Olpe. So Olpe getting 5 yards from Northern Heights on the penalty, and then 4 yards from Kenan Robert. Looked like they were going to have an easy first down. But now turn around and looking at a 3rd and 5. 8:44 to go in the fourth quarter. At this point, the clock is the biggest enemy for Northern Heights. A first down here would be a killer, though. Holting in the shotgun. Hendricks to his left as Holting throws and hits Damon Schmidt at the 40, and he falls forward to the 43-yard line. More than enough for the first down as he's right at a 10-yard completion and his third catch of the ball game, and that will move the chains and bring up a first and 10 Olpe at their own 43. 8 minutes, 22 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 32-6 here for the Eagles with the lead. Shotgun snap. Back for Holting. Back to either side. Hendricks straight ahead. Gets tripped up by Michael DeWeese, who's just had a fantastic game defensively. He's got to be close to double digits in tackles. A nearly 4-yard pickup for Blaine Hendricks. He's at 52 yards on 12 carries. Second and 7 coming up here as we're inside 8 minutes to play in the ballgame. And a 32-6 Olpe lead. Same formation, receiver to either side from the shotgun. Colby Holting with Hendricks to his left and Deeker to his right. And they fake it to Hendricks, and Holting runs it up the gut into Northern Heights territory to the 47-yard line. He'll be right at the first down marker. 7-yard pickup for Colby Holting. Fifth play of the drive, and that should move the chains once they look at this. And they will move the chains. First down for Olpe, and they are at the Northern Heights 47-yard line. Clock running. Just exactly what Olpe wants to do here. They'll reset the chains and roll the clock. 7:17 to go in the fourth. 32-6, Olpe. Pretty much punching a playoff ticket here with a win tonight in Northern Heights. They have Linden in Linden next week. Two receivers left. I formation. And Deeker the setback. Hendricks up the gut, and he'll fight his way inside the 45 to the 44. And a 3-yard run again for Hendricks. Boy, he has just had some tough sledding today. Those tough yards. But 55 big ones and a touchdown for Blaine Hendricks. And the important thing here for Olpe is to get somewhere between 3 and 4 yards a carry. Try to get one more first down here as we have 6.5 to go in the fourth. Redeker and Camden Holting split out to the left. Same formation with Deeker and Henricks to the sides of Colby Holting. Option pitch to Deeker, trying to get outside, left side. Gets away from a tackle, on his feet at the 40, up the sideline near the 35 before he goes out of bounds. And DeWeese up a little slow after making the tackle right at the 35. So from the 44 to the 35, that is a 9-yard run for Justin Deeker. He has 16 yards on 5 carries, and that moves the chains. Now the clock does stop with 6:10 to go here in the fourth quarter as Deeker got ushered out of bounds by DeWeese. DeWeese stays in there. And then go to a T-back set, wing-back set. Holting comes under center this time. Two receivers left. And Henricks runs right. Open space at the 30 to the 25 and cut down inside the 25 near the 22. And big tackle there by Waters, saving what might have been a touchdown if Waters doesn't get to Henricks. But they go down to, from the 35 down to where the 21, a 14-yard run by Blaine Henricks. Eighth play of the drive. Play stays in bounds, so the clock runs inside 6 minutes to go. Olpe ball at the Northern Heights 21-yard line. A touchdown would definitely be the capper on this one. Olpe leading 32-6. Two receivers left. I formation. Henricks up the gut. Nope, Holting keeps it. And we're going to see a flag, probably a hold, as Holting gets to the 15, a 6-yard pickup. There's a flag out. I believe this is going to be a hold on the Eagles. And they put the flag down at the 19. So it's just a yard or two past the line of scrimmage where they're going to mark this off from. 5 minutes, 34 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Don't forget the Rich Door Company post-game show, as we will take a look at final numbers, try to have an interview coming up as well. The offensive line, again, kind of getting work done in the third and fourth quarter. Not that they played poor in the first half, but definitely stronger showing here in the second half. 19-6 lead at halftime for Olpe, 32-6 lead now with 5:22 to go. Colby Holting to throw. Wide open over the middle. Camden Holting, touchdown. Gets behind the defense, and it's going to be a 29-yard touchdown pass for the score. Unbelievable. So you lose 10 on the hold, and then Olpe comes back with a pass play and throws it to Cam Holting for the touchdown. 29 yards for the score on the ninth play of the drive. Wow. 29 yards for the score, and now on to attempt the point after is Redeker. Snap back, and the kick is blocked. Point after, no good. But Olpe leads 38-6 here with 5:16 to play. Time on the field, we're going to step aside as well. You're listening to the Area High School Football Game of the Week. Olpe over Northern Heights, 38-6 on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by Mayer Electric. See Kevin Mayer for all of your indoor and outdoor commercial and residential electrical needs. Proud to support the Olpe Eagles. Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also, tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 366-1161. And Evan Wilson Construction. Quality and affordable residential construction of houses, barns, shops, and more. Call 794-1126.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by Grimmett Concrete Construction, from residential to commercial. You dream it, they create it. Call Jeff at 340-3434. Good luck to all area student athletes on a successful season. Nikki B's, show your school spirit with clothing from Nikki B's. From that new baby to the largest guy in the house. Nikki B's 616 Commercial in Emporia, and Emporia Orthodontics at 919 West 12th Avenue in Emporia. Dr. Stephen Hawk, your hometown orthodontist.
Kickoff here from Olpe, and looked like the wind might have carried that out of bounds, but it takes a good bounce before Olpe goes into the end zone for a touchback. 38-6, Eagles over Northern Heights, 5:16 to go here in the fourth quarter, and that touchdown drive, 9 plays, 3 minutes, 34 seconds, 73 yards, a 29-yard touchdown pass, Colby Holting to Cameron Holting. And that was on after a holding call pushed them back, and they elected a pass it there and didn't just pick up the first down but got the touchdown. So first and 10 now for the Northern Heights Wildcats. Direct snap back to T. Prizer, stretches it out to the left and to the 25, still on his feet, across the 25 to the 30 and out of bounds at the 32-yard line, a 12-yard run for T. Prizer. That's an impressive run. I say it again. I'm not saying I'm scared of that guy, but I sure wouldn't want to be the one that's trying to tackle him. That's all I'm saying. So from their own 20 now to their own 32 after the 12-yard run by T. Prizer. This play started with 5:16 to go in the ball game. Direct snap to DeWeese. He stretches right and, oh, a yard or two as he works his way to the 33. So DeWeese with a one-yard pickup. 38-6 is our score here for Olpe with the lead. Second and, I guess that was just a one-yard pickup. Second and 9 here for Northern Heights. Back to that Wildcat set. Prizer and DeWeese in the backfield. Receiver off to either side, slot receiver left. And the snap goes to DeWeese. Blocking back is Prizer. DeWeese up to the 40. And he's going to be stood up there. Good run, 8-yard run for Michael DeWeese. Just a little short of the first down. It's going to be third and 1. Remember the first play of this drive, a 12-yarder for T. Prizer. So we have 4 minutes left in this ball game. A 32-point Olpe lead, 38-6. Combs splits wide left. They put Burgess out to the right side. And in the shotgun, stay in that formation. Now we're going to have a timeout by Greg French, the second timeout of the half for the Wildcats. So time on the field will step aside as well. 3:47 to play, 38-6. Olpe leading Northern Heights on KVOE-FM Emporia.
Area high school football on Country 101.7, brought to you in part by Alta Vista Locker, offering retail sales of federally inspected meat, whole, half, and quarters of beef and hog, and custom butchering. S&A Telephone, your hometown communications company, serving Allen, Admire, and Scranton. And Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. Kansas Land Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. A proud supporter of Northern Heights Academics and Athletics. Good luck, Wildcats!
3 minutes, 47 seconds to play here in Allen. Northern Heights trailing Olpe 38-6. Mentioned this was senior night for the Wildcats, their final home game. They'll be at Welch Stadium next Thursday playing Chase County. We'll actually be there broadcasting that game. And a lot of people dressed up. You know, I thought I saw someone in like a princess costume. The whole thing looked princess. Butter socks. Butter socks didn't look princess at all, but people are having a good time here is what I'm trying to say. Direct snap to Michael DeWeese on 3rd and 1. He'll have the first down across the 40 up to the 42, a 3-yard pickup, maybe 4. They may give him the 43 on forward progress. So a good run there by Michael DeWeese, 4-yard pickup. And a first down for the Wildcats. And they'll reset the chains, and the clock will run inside 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 38-6. Olpe has the lead. Northern Heights trying to add a score here. Cut the deficit. Direct snap to Prizer. He's going to throw. And he throws out to the right. Intercepted. Garrett Pimple on his way. Touchdown, Garrett Pimple. He'll take it from the 40 into the end zone for the touchdown. Prizer throws the interception. And Garrett Pimple, a 40-yard touchdown return. And it is now 44-6. Garrett Pimple, his second interception of the game. And he has a touchdown receiving tonight, 33-yarder on the inside screen. So a big night tonight for Garrett Pimple. And Olpe has a 44-6 lead. So the 40-yard interception return for Garrett Pimple. And they have Devin Benton, freshman, in to try to attempt the extra point. PAT fails. But it's now 44-6. Olpe with 3:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Quick timeout here. Conclusion of the game on the way. The Rich Door Company postgame show when we are done as well. You're listening to the Area High School Football Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7 FM. Brought to you in part by Michael D. Bartlow Chartered, professional accounting and tax preparation for everyone. Wishing the Eagles the best of luck. Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. And Wecker Car Wash, with 2 bays open for your use 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go Eagles!
After the pick six from Garrett Pimple, the Olpe Eagles lead the Northern Heights Wildcats 44-6, 3:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. So Olpe going to go to 6-2 on the season, 2-0 in district play, pretty much locking up a spot here in the playoffs. And here's the kick from Benton. Goes over the hands of Isaiah Smith. He picks it up at the 8, and then he's going to go down at the 9. And we'll have a rolling clock the rest of the way. So 3:10 to go in the quarter. It'll be Northern Heights football here. As we have, let's see. It's going to be Northern Heights ball at their own 10-yard line. We're inside 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Rolling clock, 44-6. Olpe has the lead. That pick six by Garrett Pimple, kind of finishing this game off, the nail in the coffin, so to speak. Direct snap to Prizer. He'll run right, and a big hole as he's across the 20. And up to the 24-yard line, a 14-yard run by Prizer. That'll move the chains. Clock will continue running. Won't even stop to move the chains now. T. Prizer, I think we're going to see a lot of him in the backfield next year for the Wildcats, because he is a load running at you. And he's shown he can sling it a little bit. If he works on passing the football, kind of an unconventional quarterback, but hey, man, put the guy where he's going to give you the best chance to win, and I think he might give you the best chance to win back there running that Wildcat. Cross the 25 to the 26, a 2-yard carry there by Prizer. And now it's 2nd and 8. Wildcats at their own 26-yard line. Minute 22 to go in the fourth quarter. As Wildcats with the football, trying to score and cut into this 44-6 deficit. And sweep right to Weiss to the 30, still on his feet. Oh, he gets cut down. It was actually one of the blockers. I think that was Lupkis I saw firing out there that I thought was, that's a 4-yard pickup for DeWeese. And we're down to 50 seconds to go here in the ball game. Rich Door Company postgame show coming up. 38 seconds to go. We're going to try to visit with Garrett Pimple. If we could get Garrett Pimple up here in postgame, we're going to try and visit with him, and we'll run through some stats as well. And 24 seconds to go. Third and four. Snap back to DeWeese again, up the gut. And at the 35, angles over to the 37, a six-yard pickup for DeWeese. So he's adding some to his stats here, and the chains will move, but that'll probably be the final play of the game. 44-6 is going to be the final as Olpe defeats the Northern Heights Wildcats. They move to 6-2 on the season. Hang tight. We're going to get into the Rich Door Company postgame show coming up next on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE-FM, Emporia. Area High School.